Pod Quiz 1084. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1084. Before we start this week's quiz, we have the prizes to sort out from Pod Quiz 1080's prize round. Before we do the draw, I'll quickly run through the answers. Number one, the word that connected the songs was moon. We had To the Moon and Back, Bad Moon Rising and Fly Me to the Moon. Number two, the word that can follow broad, down and type is cast. Broadcast, downcast, typecast. Number three, the picture question, it was the logo of British Petroleum or BP. Number four, the Italian inventor was Guglielmo Marconi. And number 15, the author of the poem was William Blake. OK then, let's do the prize rounds. This first hat contains the names of all those who got all the questions right. And that goes to Chris and Pam from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. OK then, time for the consolation prize drawn from all entries. And that goes to long-time listener Juan, who is currently in Bahrain. Congratulations to our winners, and we'll get started with this week's quiz.
Round one.
Let's start this week with a covers music round. You're going to hear five pieces of music, each of which is a cover version. For each, I'd like you to tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist who originally recorded it.
Question one.
Well, I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call, baby. You could kiss 100 boys in bars, shoot another shot, try to stop the feeling. You could say it's just the way you are, make a new excuse, another stupid.
Question two. Question three. Question four.
And I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another love. I hear you singing in the wires. I can hear you through the wine.
Question five.
Round two. Round two is on extreme places.
Question 6.
Which US state is simultaneously the most easterly and most westerly state of the Union?
Question 7.
The shores of which landlocked salt lake are the lowest land in the world at 430 meters below sea level?
Question 8.
Which South American capital city is the world's highest administrative capital? Is it La Paz, Quito, or Santiago?
Question 9.
Mount Everest is the world's highest peak above sea level. But which mountain in Ecuador has a peak that is furthest from the centre of the Earth?
Question 10.
Which town in the archipelago of Svalbard is home to the world's northernmost public library and primary and secondary schools?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on James Bond women. For each question here, I will give the name of a female character from a James Bond film, and I would like you to tell me the name of the film.
Question 11.
Honey Rider.
Question 12.
Tiffany Case.
Question 13.
Tatiana Romanova.
Question 14.
Vesper Lind.
Question 15.
Countess Teresa Di Vincenzo.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is history.
Question 16.
Which English monarch, born in 1491, is best known for having 6 marriages?
Question 17.
Which ancient civilization built the hilltop city of Machu Picchu in the Andes Mountains?
Question 18.
Which Norwegian explorer led the 1911 expedition that was the first to reach the South Pole?
Question 19.
Which war fought between 1853 and 1856 was one of the first conflicts in which military forces used modern technologies such as explosive naval shells, railways, and telegraphs?
Question 20.
The Edict of Nantes was an edict signed in 1598 by King Henry IV of France that granted substantial rights to which group of French Protestants? I shall be back in 3 minutes with the answers after Regia with Extreme ADD.
Playing these chords and writing these words and singing, are the only 3 things that have ever held my attention. With extreme
Now, the answers.
A reminder that you need the name of the song and the name of the original artist. Number one, this is Sabrina Carpenter doing a cover of Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Roan. Number two was Fiona Apple doing a cover of Across the Universe by The Beatles. Number three was Limp Bizkit doing a cover of Faith by George Michael. Number four was R.E.M. doing a cover of Wichita Lineman by Glen Campbell.
And the Wichita Lineman is still on the line.
And number five was Lola Young doing a cover of Close to Me by The Cure.
Round two
was on extreme places, and the answer to number six, the US state that is simultaneously the most easterly and most westerly, is Alaska. Number seven, the shores of the Dead Sea are the lowest lying land in the world. Number eight, the world's highest capital city is La Paz in Bolivia. Number nine, the highest peak from the centre of the Earth is Mount Chimborazo. And number 10, that town in Svalbard that has the northernmost library and schools and many other things is Longyearbyen.
Round three
was the quickfire round on James Bond women, and the answer to number 11, Honey Rider, was in Dr. No. Number 12, Tiffany Case, was in Diamonds Are Forever. Number 13, Tatiana Romanova, was in From Russia With Love. Number 14, Vesper Lind, was in Casino Royale. And number 15, Countess Teresa di Vincenzo was in On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Round 4.
The final round was history, and the answer to number 16, the English king with 6 marriages, was Henry VIII. Number 17, Machu Picchu was built by the Inca Empire. Number 18, the Norwegian explorer that led the expedition that first reached the South Pole was Roald Amundsen. Number 19, the war fought between 1853 and 1856 was the Crimean War. And number 20, the Edict of Nantes granted rights to the Huguenots. That's it for Pod Quiz 1084. Thank you very much for listening. Congratulations again to our winners, Chris and Pam and Juan. I shall be in contact with you in a few days by email to arrange delivery of your prizes. A couple of messages before we go. Congratulations to Millie and Nathan on their engagement. And to Bart, have a lovely birthday from Deb, Solly and Grandad. Okay then, I'll be back next week with another 20 questions. Bye now.